and 66 in Lynchburg, which is where our next guest is going to be this afternoon from 5:30 until 7:30 at Liberty Mountain Conference Center.
Glenn Youngkin on the line, 7:35. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Janet and Mark. How are you this morning?
We're doing well. We're doing well. So it's been a little while since we've talked to you. Tell us how you think the campaign's going right now.
We have a ton of momentum heading into Saturday. You know, we've won a bunch of these straw polls, one that was held after the Liberty University Governors Forum, and Sunday a week ago at the Faith and Freedom Governors Forum with 61% of the vote. We've got over 17,000 delegates that have signed up to support us. And this past Sunday, Senator Ted Cruz endorsed me, and that was really exciting. And then yesterday morning, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt endorsed me. And so as we head into Saturday, our crowds are really big. I'm excited to be campaigning with Senator Cruz later today and tomorrow. And we just look forward to the vote on Saturday and pulling this Republican Party together and winning, and then heading off with a great lieutenant governor and a great attorney general, locking arms and beating Terry McAuliffe and getting our Commonwealth back in November.
Yeah, well, it looks like Terry's definitely going to be the guy to beat. Tell us how you rise above the other candidates that you're running against. Give us some of the contrasts.
Well, I think first and foremost, I'm not a politician. I've never run for office before, and I have a 30-year business career, and my business career is, gosh, unlike anybody else in this race, any Republican or any Democrat. I've actually led a large organization, started out as a small one, but it grew to be a big one, and the complexities of delivering results are what I've actually been trained to do, not empty promises, but to deliver results and hold people accountable. I think also when you look across what Terry McAuliffe and everyone else is pushing on the Democrat side, you know, they're driving critical race theory into our schools, trying to teach our kids what to think as opposed to how to think. Mm-hmm. They absolutely want to get rid of qualified immunity for our law enforcement heroes and make it nearly impossible to be a police officer. Yeah. They want to raise taxes. God, and what's happening in our parole boards is just unbelievable, letting violent criminals out. So this election is about picking a candidate who not only, yes, shares our values, but can get things done, but also can win in November. And I've been identified as the only candidate who can beat Terry McAuliffe, and that's been really exciting. I'm going into this race also recognizing that I have to bring along a whole bunch of Republicans into office with me. And so we've started something called Virginia Wins. We've been supporting local candidates, school board races and sheriff races and Commonwealth's attorney races and supervisory board races and delegate races across Virginia, because it will not be a lonely victory for me in November. We're going to bring a whole crop of new Republicans into these most important local seats, and the Republican Party and the other candidates just haven't really gotten here doing this work. And finally, I've already started the work of bringing the party together. We've already reached out to minority communities. We started Black Virginians for Glenn. We've absolutely been reaching out into the Latino and into the Asian community already, advertising and meeting with community leaders. And so we've already been running the campaign that needs to be run from day one to beat Terry McAuliffe, to win back our great Commonwealth, to put her back where she belongs as the best state in America to live and work and raise family.
Well, I would like to think that that's what could happen, because I've been discouraged. I moved here in 1983 when this was a red state, Glenn. Tell me this. We know that Northern Virginia is key, unfortunately, because of the density of the population up there. How do you plan to win those votes in Northern Virginia so we can indeed bring this all back?
Well, the reality is that we don't have to win Northern Virginia, but we do have to lose it less badly.
True.
And I'll just
true.
Remind everybody that Bob McDonnell actually won Northern Virginia back in 2009. But the Republican Party has just missed a huge demographic shift in Northern Virginia, where all of a sudden the majority population is actually a minority population. Mm-hmm. And yet we haven't engaged, and that's why we started engaging through our coalitions from day one. I mean, there are absolutely deep conservative values in the Black community and the Indian community and the Hispanic community and the Asian community and the Muslim community. And these communities are absolutely have the shared values with Republicans. It's just Republicans haven't engaged. We show up in October and mm-hmm. ask for a vote,
right,
as opposed to doing the work in January, February, March, and April. And so that's what we've started to do, and that's a big part of our plan to gain back big ground in Northern Virginia. But we're also engaging with women. And the Republican Party has done a very poor job of engaging, particularly with women between the ages of 25 and 45. And so my wife started an organization called Women for Glenn, and we have chapters running all over Virginia with women coming together and saying, yes, we have Republican values, and we can trust Glenn. And so these big initiatives are going to really help us in Northern Virginia. And then one of the big things we're doing, though, across the Commonwealth is getting ready to really have very focused, very intense voter registration efforts. And the Democrats are doing this all over the place, and Republicans just have not done a comprehensive good job. And so our campaign is going to work hard to support voter registration efforts. We're going to want to make sure that we have Republican voters who absolutely have Republican values but may not be registered to vote, recognize they should be able to exercise their voting rights. We're going to get them registered to vote. And so this is going to be a differentiated kind of campaign, different than any Republican governor has ever run. And this goes back. This is about leadership. This is about the ability to get things done. This is the ability to think about running for office differently than the age-old playbook that Republicans have been running for the last 10 years, which has actually resulted in losses mm-hmm. and widening losses, when, in fact, Virginia's values have not moved. We actually are just looking for a candidate who thinks about how to get things done, who's an outsider, and that's why we've received so much support over the course of the last few months of our campaign, and that's why I cannot wait to win on Saturday, to lock arms and march towards victory in November and get Virginia moving in the right direction.
Well, we certainly need that, that's for sure. Now, something that's a little bit different this year, as far as the convention is concerned, is we have ranked choice voting this year. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that the ranked choice voting is helpful to folks to be able to say, you know what, I like Glenn number one, but there's some other candidates that I kind of like too, and I'm going to put them down as two and three. And then what this allows us to do is to pull together the Republican Party and say, you know what? We actually selected the candidate that represents the majority of Republicans registered to vote in this convention's view of who the candidate should be. Mm-hmm. So this will work well. It's complicated. I'm not about to suggest that this is not complicated. And I think that it's a little confusing for folks. And so if I can, just for a minute, I just encourage everybody, please go to our website, which is yunkinforgovernor.com, Y-O-U-N-G-K-I-N for governor.com. You can find your voting location by county, where to go. It's Saturday from 9 to 4. Please show up early. And if you have time to volunteer and help, I think the polls are going to be really crowded because there's a lot of people registered to vote. Help people out. Let's come together in our communities, and let's actually come together as Republicans and pick a candidate, Glenn Youngkin, who can win in November. I think finally, with the rank order choice voting, read the ballot and make sure you fill it out correctly so that your ballot will count. Mm-hmm. And let's pick a great governor, Glenn Youngkin. Let's pick a great lieutenant governor, great attorney general. And let's go win in November.
Well, I think one of the reasons people are encouraged by the rank voting is they feel like their voice is actually going to be heard. In the past, they feel like the GOP has just kind of shoved whatever their candidate is forward, and that hasn't proven successful when it comes to actually getting someone in office. Right. So I think this is really exciting. It's going to motivate a lot of people to get out there and to vote. We're going to put a link to your website coming up here on our Facebook page, so that people will be able to get that. And you're saying it is helping them figure out exactly where it is that they need to go, because it has been confusing this year.
It has, Janet, but I want to pick up on your comment. The future of the Republican Party of Virginia is to grow our parties, grow participation through addition and multiplication, not through subtraction and division.
Right.
And here we have 50,000 people that have registered to participate in this convention, far more than have ever participated in any convention in the history of the Virginia Republican Party. Mm. And in fact, when they were going to have it in an assembled convention in Lynchburg, the Republican Party was hoping that 5,000 people would show up. Well, here we have 50,000 people registered to vote, and I just encourage everybody, please, please vote. Come out and exercise your right to vote and participate in this great convention, and just make sure you come early. Make sure you come early. And
right.
Polls will open at 9 o'clock, and again, please come vote.
All right, now let's talk, before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about tonight's event. It's going to be at Liberty Mountain Conference Center from 5:30 until 7:30. That's at 3700 Candler's Mountain Road. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect tonight.
Well, I received a very important endorsement on Sunday from Senator Ted Cruz. And Suzanne and I have been friends with the senator and his wife, Heidi, for quite a while. We've actually had the great fortune of spending 4th of July's together. My wife's a Texan, and you know these Texans stick together.
Indeed.
And so we've become good family friends, and it was just really humbling and honoring that he would endorse me on Sunday. So he's going to be campaigning with us today and tomorrow.
That's cool.
So he'll be with us tonight, and we expect a ton of people, and so we just invite folks to participate. And this is what running for governor is all about in Virginia, is bringing people together. And this is why I'm so excited. We've traveled over 22,000 miles in the last 14 weeks and met thousands of Virginians, gosh, tens of thousands of Virginians. And what I hear over and over again is that we must win in November. Glenn, we will win in November. And then humbly they say, Glenn, we're for you. And this coming together, this big momentum that has happened at the tail end of this campaign just represents the fact that Republicans across Virginia, and oh, by the way, many independents and Democrats as well, recognize we cannot afford a third term of the McAuliffe-Northam administration.
No.
And so to have Senator Cruz with us today and to have a big group this evening is going to be really exciting, and I'm just so looking forward to meeting everybody.
Glenn, I think that if we can turn the tide here in Virginia, there's going to be some hope across the nation, because you know just as well as anyone else that stays informed how crazy things are getting, you know, from I don't know if you're familiar because you're campaigning, this CIA video that was put out just in the last couple days, which is just really, really crazy. It's a recruiting video. I don't know if you haven't seen it, you should take a look at it. It's we're just going off the rails. And I think it's going to take state by state for us to somehow get this thing back on track.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And we are going off the rails. And the Democrats, led by Terry McAuliffe now in Virginia, are taking us there. And let me just be clear. Terry McAuliffe wants to get rid of right to work in Virginia and ruin Virginia's business environment.
Yep.
I want to keep right to work and build a rip-roaring economy with more jobs than Virginians can take. Terry McAuliffe wants to teach our kids in school what to think using critical race theory and getting accelerated math out of our curriculum. And the school system under a Glenn Youngkin administration is going to teach our kids how to think. No critical race theory. Yes, accelerated math. Yes, advanced diplomas for kids that earn them.
Sure.
Yes, we're going to have the 4th of July and the Pledge of Allegiance included in the list of things that unite us as Americans. Terry McAuliffe wants to get rid of qualified immunity for our police heroes, for our law enforcement heroes, and make it impossible for them to do their job. And Glenn Youngkin wants to keep qualified immunity and invest in our law enforcement and build the best law enforcement in the country. You know, it's amazing. Terry McAuliffe agrees with Joe Biden that, in fact, these amendments to our Constitution are not absolute, and therefore they can pick and choose to encroach on our Second Amendment rights, our First Amendment rights, our 10th Amendment, which actually protects state rights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I believe fervently that they are absolute. And I will stand up for our First Amendment rights and push back on big tech. I will stand up for our Second Amendment rights. I will make sure that the unborn are protected. I will make sure that states' rights are protected with a great attorney general. The stark difference between what the liberal left is actually advocating for today, and Terry McAuliffe is right smack there, and what I am leading us to in Virginia, that is, they're on the wrong side of every issue, and Virginians know it. And this is why we have this tremendous opportunity to win in November. elections have consequences, and the consequences for Virginians over the last 8 years have been crushing. And here's our chance to come together, not just as Republicans, but as Virginians, and take back our Commonwealth and put her in a new direction, back where she belongs as the best state in America to live, work, and raise a family.
Glenn, thank you so much for joining us. Glenn Youngkin, he'll be up at the Liberty Conference Center. Janet's got a link on our Facebook page.
We have all that information up on the Facebook page. We also put a link to a very useful page on the Youngkin for Governor site where you can actually do a drop down of your locality, mm-hmm. and it will tell you exactly where you need to go to vote, and it makes that super easy. Glenn, awesome. Thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck to you tonight and on Saturday.
Thank you so much for having me. I love the morning jam, and I look forward to coming back and joining you another time.
Indeed. Right. Thank you.
Right. Take care.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the morning jam, 6 to 9 a.m.